Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mend or Move On, by Kate King, is a therapeutic self-help guide for readers trying to understand whether a difficult relationship can be repaired or whether it is healthier to leave. King writes from the perspective of a licensed professional counselor and board-certified art therapist, blending clinical relationship concepts with reflective and creative practices, rather than focusing only on romantic partnerships. The book broadens the lens to include family systems, friendships, and work relationships, acknowledging that toxic dynamics can show up anywhere people are tied together by obligation, history, or power. The core purpose is practical help readers recognize harmful patterns, reconnect with self-respect, and choose a forward path that protects mental and emotional health. Along the way, the book emphasizes boundaries, communication that reduces escalation, and a holistic view of healing that can include nervous system support and self-regulation. It aims to provide an encouraging, non-shaming framework for making hard decisions with clarity and compassion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing toxic dynamics and their impact, a central contribution of Mend or Move On is its focus on naming toxicity in a grounded, usable way. The book positions relationships as ideally nourishing, then asks the reader to pay attention to what happens when connection consistently erodes emotional safety, self-trust, like, and well-being. Instead of treating conflict as proof that a relationship is doomed, it differentiates between common relational strain and patterns that repeatedly cause harm. This framing matters because many readers minimize their experience when there is no single dramatic event, only a steady drip of manipulation, disrespect, or instability. King encourages readers to look at how a relationship affects their nervous system and day-to-day functioning, not just how it looks from the outside. Another key element is the breadth of application. Toxic dynamics can occur with partners, parents, friends, bosses, or colleagues. And the decision to mend or move on is shaped by context, power, and dependence. By centering mental and emotional health, the book helps readers shift from blaming themselves for not coping better to observing patterns objectively. The goal is recognition that leads to informed choices, not label collecting or moralizing. Secondly, belonging, betrayal, and the emotional reality of staying or leaving. King addresses the deeper emotional themes that often keep people stuck, especially the human need for belonging and the pain that comes with betrayal. When a relationship is harmful, the struggle is rarely just logistical. It can feel like abandoning hope, family identity, community, or a future someone invested in. Mend or Move On makes space for that complexity by treating grief, anger, confusion, and loyalty as normal responses rather than weaknesses. This lens is important for readers who know something is wrong, but feel pulled back by history or by the fear of being alone. The book also acknowledges that betrayal is not limited to infidelity or over-abandonment. It can be the repeated experience of having needs dismissed, boundaries ignored, or dignity compromised. By bringing these themes forward, King helps readers understand why clarity is hard to access in toxic systems. Healing becomes not only about analyzing someone else's behavior, but also about rebuilding a sense of self that is not dependent on earning acceptance. The mending path and the moving on path both require confronting loss and redefining belonging in healthier ways, grounded in self-respect and honest connection. Thirdly, boundaries as self-respect in action, boundaries are presented as a practical tool for protecting well-being and testing whether a relationship has the capacity to become healthier. In this framework, boundaries are not punishments or ultimatums for control. They are clear statements of what a person will do to take care of themselves. Mend or Move On emphasizes that boundary work involves both communication and follow-through, especially in dynamics where the other person benefits from ambiguity. The book's broader stance is that a relationship worth mending can tolerate boundaries, even if it requires adjustment and accountability, while relationships that are abusive or chronically disrespectful often escalate when limits are set. This makes boundaries a diagnostic tool as well as a healing practice. King also situates boundary setting within compassion, encouraging readers to stay curious about their own patterns, such as overfunctioning, people-pleasing, or tolerating disrespect to avoid conflict. Because the book addresses relationships across family and work contexts, it implicitly recognizes that boundaries sometimes need to be adapted to power differences and practical constraints. The reader is guided toward limits that support dignity, autonomy, and emotional safety, whether the ultimate outcome is repair or separation. Fourthly, communication that avoids triggers and reduces escalation. Mend or Move On offers communication strategies aimed at lowering the temperature in tense relationships and helping readers express needs without immediately triggering predictable conflict cycles. Rather than promising that the right script will transform an unsafe person, the book treats communication as one part of a larger discernment process. Skillful language can clarify expectations, reveal willingness to engage respectfully, and protect the reader from being pulled into circular arguments. This is especially relevant for relationships where a person feels chronically misunderstood, or where conversations rapidly turn into blame, defensiveness, or withdrawal. King's approach aligns with the idea that healthier communication supports curiosity and compassion. But it also respects the limits of what communication can do in a toxic dynamic. A reader can learn to name behaviors, state impacts, and request change, while also monitoring whether the other party responds with accountability or manipulation. In that way, communication becomes less about persuading and more about gathering information and protecting self-respect. When paired with boundaries, these strategies help readers avoid reactivity and build a steadier internal stance, regardless of whether the relationship ultimately continues. Lastly, healing and forward momentum through holistic tools. Another defining feature of the book is its holistic view of recovery, integrating evidence-based ideas with creative expression and attention to nervous system regulation. As a counselor and art therapist, King emphasizes that insight alone is not always enough. Many people remain stuck because their bodies carry stress responses tied to fear, shame, or long-practiced survival strategies. Mend or Move On therefore encourages practices that support self-regulation, helping readers return to steadiness so they can make decisions from clarity rather than panic or numbness. The creative component also matters. Expressive practices can help someone access emotions that are hard to articulate, process grief, and rebuild a sense of identity outside the toxic dynamic. The book's orientation is practical and future-facing, culminating in relationship tools meant to be carried forward into new connections. Importantly, this healing path is not framed as fixing oneself to be worthy of better treatment. It is framed as reclaiming personal power, restoring self-respect, and choosing relationships that are honest, kind, and mutually respectful. Whether a reader mends a relationship or leaves it behind, the goal is the same: a life that feels safer, more autonomous, and more aligned with dignity. In conclusion, Mend or Move On is best suited for readers who suspect a relationship is harming them but feel uncertain about what to do next. It speaks to people navigating complicated ties across romance, family, friendship, and work, especially when history, obligation, or power dynamics make a clean answer difficult. The practical benefits come from its balanced structure. It helps readers identify toxic patterns, strengthen boundaries, and use communication more intentionally, while also addressing the internal work of healing, grief, and self-respect, because it incorporates a holistic approach. Including creative reflection and attention to nervous system regulation, it offers more than mindset shifts alone and can support readers who feel overwhelmed or stuck in stress responses. The book stands out in the toxic relationship category by emphasizing discernment rather than a one-size-fits-all directive to leave, while still validating that some relationships are abusive, dysfunctional, and beyond repair. This allows the reader to pursue repair where it is genuinely possible, without minimizing harm or settling for less than dignity. Ultimately, its message is empowerment through clarity. Choose connection that supports well-being, and choose yourself when a relationship repeatedly undermines it. If you would like to support Kate King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.